Hello, hello. A happy Friday afternoon to you. We find ourselves in the first weekend already of March. Or should I say we find ourselves in a new month here in March. If you tuned in yesterday to Pastor Rose's message, she touched on how fast this year has gone by. And of course, if you listened to Sister Grace's message this past Tuesday, she also mentioned how fast this year has gone. And it might sound redundant, or it might be, you might be sitting there thinking, it's not going fast for me, Andrew. And that's understandable. We all have a different pace right now, but as you can tell, with Sister Grace, Pastor Rose, and of course myself, I can reiterate that as well. It just honestly seems like we were just ringing in the new year. The pastors put together that celebration that we had towards the end of December for all of you who came out. Amen. And then all of a sudden, within a blink of an eye, here we find ourselves in March. So, if you've listened to Pastor Jesse's messages in the past, you are familiar with when he has mentioned how time is being compressed. Amen? It's just another sign that Jesus is coming. It's also a sign for us to get our house in order, so to speak. And if you listened to Pastor Jesse's message this past Sunday also, you know, he was mentioning we need to get our house in order. Amen. The days of one foot in the church and one foot in the world isn't going to cut it anymore. Amen. He used the parable of the 10 virgins and the oil and the lamp. Amen. The Lord gave that parable for a reason for us. Amen. So I welcome you here again this Friday afternoon. Appreciate you spending a little time with me here on this Friday. I will try not to take up too much of your time, but I do encourage each and every one of you to start listening in daily. Make it a priority this month of March, amen, that each day you notch out a good amount of time to tune in here to the Daily Bread, of course, and then, you know, spending time in your Bible. I have mentioned getting some devotionals, amen, and just notching out time to spend with the Lord in prayer, amen, not to say that you shouldn't be doing that throughout the day. You know, I've given many examples of how when I drive in my car, I don't even listen to the radio anymore. It's just me spending time with Jesus, my co-pilot. Amen. So I encourage you this month, get in the habit. Every day, I'm going to set a certain amount of time aside. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to pray. I'm going to read my devotionals. And I'm going to listen to the Daily Bread. I know my routine is, you know, first thing when I wake up, doesn't matter what I have planned, what I got going on, what I'm going to be doing, I get up that extra amount that I can read my Bible, read my devotionals, say my confessions, Psalms 91, pray the God safeguard my household and my family's household, you know, saying my confessions, and then, you know, start my day. Me personally, though, I listen to the Daily Bread just before I go to sleep, and I put it on, and I listen to it, and then as soon as it's over, that's it. Lights out. Andrew's going to sleep. Amen? And so that helps me that as I am going to sleep, the word is already in me. I'm already meditating on the word that I had just heard, and it's dropping into my spirit, amen. And as I am sleeping, amen, that word is upon me, amen. And then the next morning, what? I am up again, getting new word from the Lord, reading His word, getting set for, as Pastor Rose says, another day of living in the light of God's word, amen. And praising the Lord that He has blessed us with another day, amen. That He has blessed us, that this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, amen. So, just a little tip, couple of tips, couple of life hacks for you to try this month of March, amen. Again, I encourage you, get in a routine, amen. You know, a lot of us are routine oriented, and it doesn't take much to get into a routine, you know, one or two times, three times the most, and then we're already in a routine. But the bad thing about routines is that when we get into certain routines, it's hard for us to get out of those routines, amen. But God can work with us. God works behind the scenes always, amen, and He wants the best for us, amen. So as much as we stick to some of our routines, amen, I know this year the Lord is working in some of you, amen, that those old routines have to go, amen, and He's got new things for you, amen. Again, making the confession, this is my year, my due season is here now, amen. God's favor is upon me, unexpected blessings coming my way, amen. The favor of God is on me, the favor of man. People can't help but to bless you. People can't help but to bless me, amen. And favor follows us everywhere we go, amen. So if you have your Bible, you're taking some notes, as I always do at the first of the month, try and get you caught up on the scriptures that we have presented to you the start of the year, so you have these throughout the year, amen. Now, again, as Pastor Jesse has spoken on, 2023, our theme for this year at First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change your life, amen. We continually make that confession, and we continually believe it, because we know it works. We've seen it work. Amen? We know it works. But kingdom focus, kingdom priority. Amen? Kingdom priority for me in 2023. Amen? So January's scripture was Philippians 3:13. Amen? We gave you that just not too long ago already. January, Philippians 3:13. Amen? And then our last scripture, which was just a few days ago, February, was 1 John 5:15, amen? And our new scripture for this month of March is found in 2 Peter 3:18, amen? 2 Peter 3:18, it says, "But grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever, amen." Amen? Again, 2 Peter 3:18 will be our scripture for this month of February. Amen? Now, let us dive into this small devotional that I have for you as we are starting out this month of March, or should I say, as I am starting out this month of March with you. This month of March, the topic I have chosen is abundance. Amen? Abundance. So that's going to be the topic with me and you this month of March on Fridays and Saturdays. Amen? Now, abundance. It says, "Jesus came that we would have abundant life." Amen? And if you're taking notes, jot down John 10:10. Amen? John 10:10. And go ahead and look that up later on. Amen? In your time of devotion. Amen? But it says, "Jesus came that we would have abundant life." Amen. It says He wants us to be fruitful and bear much fruit spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mentally. At work, at home, in our relationships, finances, health, and more. Amen? And he told us how we can be fruitful. It says, the Lord says, abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Amen. That's John 15, verses 4 through 5. Amen. Now it says, as you meditate on the following scriptures and declarations this month, let them draw you into his presence to be near to his heart and abide with him. Glorify Jesus by bearing much fruit and living in his abundance. Because Jesus said, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. That's John 15:8. Amen? That's going to be our theme on my Fridays and Saturday devotionals. Amen? Abundance. I'm going to be touching on abundance with you on Fridays and Saturdays. Amen? So, let's kick it off with my soul prospers. Amen? This Friday's edition of the Daily Bread is entitled, My Soul Prospers. And the scripture I'm going to give you is found in 3 John 2. Amen? 3 John 2. It says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Now, why does that sound familiar? Why does that sound familiar? Well, bless God, because Pastor Jesse always, always mentions that scripture. Amen? So if you're following along and if you're listening in, these scriptures that you keep hearing, amen, it's because the word works. We know it works. And we just iterate these words to you that they eventually will drop in your spirit, amen, and it'll click, amen. 3 John 2, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers, amen. Now, Father, I rejoice in the desire you have for prosperity and health in my body and my soul. Did you catch that? I'm going to repeat it again. It says, Father, I rejoice in the desire you have for prosperity and health in my body and my soul. Amen? Thank you for being such a wonderful and loving Father who takes care of me in such full and overflowing measures. Amen? How many of us know that that's how God is? Our Father God is that good to us. Amen? It says, thank you for the secret of prosperity, which lies in giving to you so that you can multiply it back to me. Amen? Did you catch that? That's the answer to the secret question. Amen? Thank you for the secret of prosperity, which lies in giving to you so that you can multiply it back to me. Amen? I'm not going to hold tight to what I have. I'm going to repeat that. Some of you might need to hear that. It says, I'm not going to hold tight to what I have. One more time. I am not going to hold tight to what I have. Father, but instead I'm going to keep my hands empty and open so you can keep filling them up with more. And I am placing the same trust in you for my health, knowing how generously you provide. Amen. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for the blessing of wonderful and divine health that I live in all this year and beyond. Amen. Thank you for the blessing of wonderful and divine health that I live in all this year and beyond. Amen. And finally, it says, your word is life. So my soul is prospering. Amen. Your word is life. So my soul is prospering. Amen. Again, I encourage you this month of March, amen, every day, make it a habit, set time aside, get your Bible, get your notepad, get a pen, amen, get some little index cards, and take notes, you know. It starts Sunday morning with Pastor Jesse, gives us our Sunday morning service. Amen. 10 a.m. Amen. And then Sunday evening, Pastor Jesse comes back and starts us out with the daily bread. Amen. And then Tuesday, Sister Grace blesses us. Amen. And then Wednesday and Thursday, Pastor Rose blesses us with the daily bread as well. And then I am with you here on Fridays and Saturdays. Amen. So I encourage you this month of March, every day, set aside that time to listen in. Amen. Get in a habit that I'm going to listen to the daily bread today. Don't get caught in that cycle of, well, I'll listen tomorrow. And then you forget, and then you say, oh, okay, well, tomorrow I'll double up and get caught up. Well, before you know it, that doesn't happen. And then you miss messages that God is wanting to speak to you. Amen. It's like you missed a phone call. Amen. How important is your cell phone to you? Amen. I'm pretty sure a lot of you, the cell phone is almost glued to your hand. Amen. And I can safely say I'm sure a lot of you are on your phone all day. Amen. But you don't ever want to miss a call, right? Because if you do, it might be something important. But of course, sometimes we get those scam calls. Amen. But important calls we don't want to miss. And that's just like the daily bread. Amen. Every day we present to you the daily bread, and you don't want to miss that call. Amen. So I encourage you this month, get in a habit, spend some time every day listening, reading, having your Bible, taking some notes. Amen. Spending time in God's Word this month of March, and watch what God's going to do with you in the ministry of First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen. See what God's going to do in your life through First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. You're going to be changed for the better. I know it. Amen. And as Pastor Rose says, you can take it to the bank. Amen. Now, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. And that's always what we pray. That's always what we desire for you here at First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Healing. Healing. Health. That's so important. Amen. I was extremely excited to hear of the praise report of one of the ladies that is part of our church. Amen. As Pastor Jesse shared, we just agreed with her decree. Amen. And bless God, God listens to our prayers. Amen. God answers prayers with First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen. And everything she confessed, we agreed. And God showed up as He always does and blessed her just as she requested. Amen. And when I heard that praise report, It blessed me greatly because, you know, people on the outside, people that don't know much about our church, you know, from the outskirts, it looks like we're tiny. Amen. Some might think, well, they're not really doing well. They're still doing online services when all the churches are back in doing live services and this and that. You know, we've never been the normal church. Amen. We've never been a normal ministry. Amen. So, when I heard that praise report, I was blessed by it. Amen. So, enjoy the rest of this beautiful Friday. Whatever you may have planned, be prayed up. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Apologize for the doorbell. I will be with you again tomorrow, Saturday, for another daily bread. Be blessed.